et valde mani una sabbatorum veniunt ad monumentum orto iam solum. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre, the sun being now risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, Christos Anesti, Aletos Anesti, Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. Indeed, dear faithful, after following our Lord over the course of this Lent, after praying with him through his last moments, guided by Holy Mother Church in the liturgy, we can now celebrate his resurrection. The fulfillment of his mission at his crucifixion on Good Friday on Mount Calvary, he saw that all the apostles except St. John had abandoned him. Many commentators of scriptures have said that since the Messiah was expected to restore the kingdom of Israel, some of those who came to believe that Jesus is the Messiah were devastated at his crucifixion and death. They gave up hope while thinking that his death was the end. They wanted a political savior. But this was not the will of God. He did not come to give them freedom from Roman rule, but from the captivity of sin. He took all of our sins upon himself to open the gates of heaven for us. Let us look closely at today's gospel and epistle to know how we are to respond. The vigil yesterday was called a blessed night for bringing to us such a Redeemer. All through the Easter vigil, we read of the multitude of ways that God showered his love upon us, saving us from the darkness of sin and bringing us to the light of his grace. Yesterday, we began with God's work of creation as recounted in Genesis and his cleansing through the flood of the sins of the world. We read of the sacrifice of Isaac that prefigured God the Father sacrificing his only begotten Son for our sake in order to restore the original divine order in the world. We read of the first Passover of the chosen people in Israel while in Egypt, and how the blood of a paschal lamb saved them from the punishment reserved for the Egyptians. This was a prefiguration of the blood of our Savior, which flowed from the side of our Lord and saved us from sin, death, and the power of demons. Yesterday, in a reading from the book of Exodus, we saw how he delivered his chosen people from the Egyptians and used a column of light to guide them. We read of the vision of Ezekiel, who saw a valley filled with bones of the dead, which were brought back to life by the Spirit of God. God, who promised us for a long time that he would save us, showed himself to be faithful to his promises. Et valde mane una sabbatorum, orto iam solum. At the Easter Vigil, we anticipated our Lord's resurrection. And today we commemorate the discovery of the facts. Yesterday we did not sing the Agnus Dei. We did not exchange the sign of peace because our Lord had not yet ascended to the Father. Today we have all of these ceremonies returned to the Mass. Our Savior died on a Passover Friday and was in the tomb all through the Jewish Sabbath. It was only in the morning that they were able to come to the tomb to anoint the body of our Lord. The Gospel for the Vigil tells us what happened during the night when an angel rolled away the stone for our Lord to rise from the dead. Today's Gospel tells us that he conquered death and left the tomb as he promised his disciples. When it seemed that all was lost, Jesus won a great victory. Death is the wage of sin, and now death no longer has its hold over us. Moreover, our Lord's resurrection is the template of our own. He opened the gates of heaven to us. We have only to follow him, to keep his commandments, to resist temptations, to avoid sin. How are we to do this? St. Paul tells us that we should not return to our former ways. It is time to abandon the former corruption of soul and body. Pope Benedict, in his Easter address in 2010, has this to tell us. The Christian people, having emerged from the waters of baptism, is sent out to the whole world to bear witness to this salvation, to bring to all people the fruit of Easter, which consists in a new life, freed from sin and restored to its original beauty, to its goodness and truth. Continually in the course of 2,000 years, Christians, especially saints, have made history fruitful with their lived experience of Easter. The Church is the people of the Exodus because she constantly lives the Paschal mystery and disseminates its renewing power in every time and place. In our days too, humanity needs an exodus, not just superficial adjustment, but a spiritual and moral conversion. It needs the salvation of the gospel so as to emerge from a profound crisis, one which requires deep change, beginning with consciences. The conversion of our hearts is a long process that requires a constant effort on our part. With the help of God's grace, we can persevere to go from the darkness of our sins to the light of his grace. The victory of our Lord has opened the gates of heaven to us. If we turn away from our past lives and apply ourselves with as much zeal to living according to the commandments as we did when we gave ourselves to sin, we can be sure of attaining heaven with our Lord. Let us pray that God will replace the leaven of malice and corruption in our souls by one of sincerity and truth. O Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.